Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Neither one of us can figure out what he was saying about Deshaun Watson. I still think that his game plan is to start him on Saturday. Jeff thinks that he is... Well, I'm not going to put words in your mouth because this is what gets you mad or upset.
I think he doesn't play.
You think he's not going to play.
Dan,
Dan, is he playing or not?
I think he is not going to play, but this is all performance art.
Ooh. There it is.
Jake, does he play or not on Saturday?
I think he plays.
Thank you. Yeah, you are. Can we get you a raise?
He's just sucking up.
I wish that I had the control over your paycheck because I would give you a raise. In fact, I would give you both of their paychecks combined. I'm just saying.
He hardly has control over his own paycheck.
Yeah. That's true.
Brett sends me this text. Your partner is missing the point you're trying to make. Nobody cares about if Cooper or Garrett play because they've proven themselves. We want to see Watson play to see if he can do it. He needs to start proving himself, and now. No more drama or BS.
Okay, so is he saying he is playing or not playing? Was that a tweet, text, whatever that was, right?
It was a text.
Oh, on the private line. So you got a private line text, and they're saying what? That I don't get it, or?
No, because you said all the other starters, and I'm like, hey.
The other starters
don't matter.
So what,
the only thing I'm saying is this, Andy.
Okay.
He previously said, period, that Sean is playing. Today he said, well, we'll see. Well, why would he? And now if he goes back and says, yeah, you know, we decided to start him, so we're really sorry about that ankle injury, then he's going to be in trouble. I just think that he gave himself wiggle room today that they will take advantage of. That's my only thought. It has nothing to do with Deshaun. It has everything to do with this. Kevin said absolutely he was playing, and today he said, well, we'll figure it out. Well, why would he bother to say we'll figure it out? He already said he was playing. So now if we'll make a determination later in the week, I just think he gave himself some wiggle room, and that's fine. You know, we're just talking semantics here.
All right, I want to throw one other loop at both of you guys here before I know something else.
This will be fun.
Is there any chance? And I know that Zach Jackson had the story out there that they're talking to other teams about Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance there are teams calling on Jameis Winston?
If I was a team in need of a quarterback, I would.
I would too.
Yeah. Why not?
Should they be listening?
I think there will be. Andy, I'm serious. I think there will be a couple of interesting quarterback moves before the start of the regular season. I think one could be here. To me, interesting doesn't mean Tyler Huntley or DTR gets traded. To me, one of them will. I mean, you're not going to keep four quarterbacks. So if the Browns are fortunate, they'll be able to trade one of these guys. And really interesting would be Jameis Winston getting traded. If you're Dallas and you're sitting there with the guy who was the number 3 overall pick in the draft and played in the first preseason game, but was much better in preseason game number 2 and receiving really good reviews. You going to trade him or you going to make him your backup quarterback? Well, if you make him the backup quarterback, then Cooper Rush is available for somebody if that does anything for anybody. And they're Minnesota right now, who has Nick Mullins as the backup quarterback, as we saw. Who's from Minnesota? Trey Lance. Would you bring him in and he's the backup for Sam Darnold and maybe beats out Darnold? Maybe. Then you have J.J. McCarthy coming back next year. What happens there? But Lance is on the last year of his rookie deal. So something might happen there.
I'm just going on the record. There's no way I'm trading Jameis Winston. If we didn't learn anything about Joe Flacco last year, it's that we need someone like Jameis Winston as the backup quarterback here. There was no way I would trade Jameis Winston.
I wouldn't either, unless somebody called me and...
offered you what? First rounder? Yes.
I don't think you're going to get a first
rounder. I don't think you are either. That's why I just think it's...
a second or a third.
I don't think so either. So... there's no way you can tell me that they're going to be able to go out and get and I don't think Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Tyler Huntley is better than Jameis Winston, and I don't think anyone's going to give you a first, second, or third rounder. Someone would have to be extremely desperate to do that. Someone would have to lose their number one and number two and not have a quarterback going into the season to offer something like that up, don't you think? It would have to be a massively desperate move to give up a 1, 2, or 3 for Jameis Winston.
Yes.
Okay. Should they be entertaining?
Oh, Andy, forget the 1 or 2. That's not happening.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. I'm just looking at that. Was there any way you would be entertaining offers? Because I think we learned this last year with Josh Dobbs.
I wouldn't. I would keep Jameis on this team because he might be the guy I end up playing for a majority of the season.
Nothing
in Deshaun Watson's track record here gives you any confidence that he's going to play 12 games.
Amen. After arguing with you for an entire segment, I 1,000% agree with what you just said about Jameis Winston. You feel all right? Oh, now he's walking out of the room. He's just dropped his headsets. And I think I'm pretty sure he wants to go collect the check.
Our show has ended.
It's over?
You agreed.
I didn't hear the kazoo.
We agreed on something. I got to walk.
If the kazoo went,
there
we go.
There it is. Good night, everybody. Baskin agrees with Phelps. It's either a really good thing or the end of my career.
Dan, would you be entertaining offers for Jameis Winston?
If someone wants to offer me something ridiculous, yes.
But nobody will.
Then the answer is no, because exactly what you guys all laid out.
Exactly.
12 games, I'd be over the moon if Deshaun Watson played 12 games. I mean, heck, we got, what, 6 last year?
And 6 the year before because of suspension.
Yeah, you'll take that in a heartbeat. So,
remember, he played 6 last year, but one of them he barely played because he got hurt against the Colts. So he really played 5 games.
I'm with you. I'm with you. We're on the same page. We are going to talk to Paul Hoynes coming up at 1 o'clock about what's going on with the Guardians. All right, I do want to have this quick little conversation. I was checking this out. It was on Instagram. And, Dan, what was it? It was Premier League soccer, wasn't it? So don't let that... don't let that skew what we're talking about in this entire conversation just because you're like, Dan. No, I thought it was really interesting. What they did was they took an IMAX theater, essentially, and then they put a camera in to a Premier League stadium.
Yeah.
And so it was almost like you were sitting on a corner kick. Isn't that fair, Dan? You were sitting on one of the corners.
Yeah.
Okay? And it was like being at the game. I mean, it was like you were in a seat and you could see it. Now, I don't know if that's the seat I'd want. Is that the seat you'd want to sit in? Wouldn't you want to be at like the midpoint line? Is it a midpoint line? What do they call it?
It's like every other sport. You could call it the middle.
Midfield is also a good one.
It's not the 50-yard line. Nor the center line for our Canadian friends listening across the lake.
It's not half court.
It's not half court.
If he gets to leave, can I leave?
No, come on, Dan, we agreed on something.
We got lunch. Let's go.
Here, wait a second. Why don't I've got a hangnail. Wait a minute. Stop the clock or start your own clock. All right, no. We'll add some fake time to the end of this.
Don't talk about nails. It's not working out well for the Guardians.
No, you're right. I shouldn't do that. Yes. So anyway, it's just this. It's this venue where you go in. It's basically an IMAX theater. And when you look at the video of the folks, and then by the way, they bring you food. Just like these, like the really nice movie theaters. Have you been in there where there's a menu and they?
Yeah,
you've been. It's that same thing.
So that big theater at Cedar Point where I'd always get sick when they'd fly.
It's gone, man. When's the last time you were at Cedar Point? The
IMAX
theater.
Been a long time.
I don't want to do this to you, Jeff. I got to find out when the IMAX theater left Cedar Point.
All right, back to what you're talking about.
Hello,
back
Andy.
To what you're talking
come
about?
Come on back.
Come on back.
Come on, Andy.
All right, hang on. I'm on the Tiki tour right
Andy's
now.
Andy's leading the show.
All right, I'm going to pick up the ball here.
Into the
all
sewer.
Right, so you would have a spot that's there. You would have somebody coming around. You would be around with a bunch of fans as well in a 3D environment that made you feel like you
and
were
it looks
at the
like
game.
You're. It looks like you're at the stadium. Like if someone was standing behind you, it looks like you walk into the stadium.
You showed me the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. Yeah. Rather than just watching game action like on a television, it looks like you're sitting in the seats. Which I wonder, why do I need to look like I'm sitting in the seats if I can just watch it on television? But
that's true.
Okay.
Point of reference, Cedar Point Cinema has been gone since 2001.
Yeah, I've not been there in a long time, obviously. Actually, it's
in life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been not been that long, but
would you go to one of these? I think I would go once just to see what it was like. I don't know that I would want to go to every game there, but you got to think that at some point, if the NFL saw this, you're talking about closed circuit Super Bowl.
Well, that's happened in sports. Portland, the Trailblazers, used to put their games on closed circuit television in a movie theater because the arena didn't hold enough folks to.
This is so much more than a movie theater, though, looking at it.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, but, you know, I mean, that closed circuit stuff has been done.
Yeah, would you go? That's the question.
Well, if I wanted to see the game and it wasn't on television, sure. Why not?
If the game was on TV at home, though, there's no way I would
why,
go.
Why would
I don't
you do that? You have your own theaters at home now.
But it's also the experience. If you love the experience of going to a game and you like sitting in the crowd and you want to be like you're sitting in a VIP seat or like in a suite, that's exactly what that experience is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the cost of it is, but we were watching, again, it was a Premier League game. What did you think of the quality, Dan? I mean, obviously, you're our soccer expert here. I turned to our soccer expert.
Yeah, Dan.
I mean,
let's go to Dan Menigan, who's down on the pitch. Dan?
It looked really nice. It was a beautiful picture. It was very cool. I think if you did it almost like a college football thing, where you were like, all right, we're going to put all of the fans of this team in one theater, all of the fans in this team in another theater, and sell it that way so then you feel like you are sitting there amongst your brethren, amongst your fan base, where you could cheer and you could do all of that stuff. And I think it'd be outstanding.
I did think it was interesting. It's a fixed seat, too. It's not – you're not watching replay. You're not watching – you are getting the actual experience. Now, you can see the scoreboard, I think, on the other side. So if they had that – live inside the venue, you could see a replay there, but it definitely gave you this feeling of being there. And I wonder how far people would go with that. I wonder how much someone would pay to have a virtual VIP experience of an actual game, because that's really what it is, right? It's almost like virtual experience, and it's you know, it's half a moon, like an IMAX theater that you're in there, and if you look up at the ceiling, it's the same as having the overhead roof like you are at the arena. It's interesting. If you get a chance, check it out. We'll throw it up on CLE Talking Heads or something like that here coming up in a little bit. Paul Hoynes, good friend, super friend of the show, coming up here in just a moment. We're going to talk about everything that's going on with the Guardians. That's next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.